This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. Welcome back to Zach, General at your service. At ease. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout and NFL executive. You can watch us 105thefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup here at Master Control. He is ready to go 5 hours flawless once again. You do have Wolchuk and Schiafalo. It appears Alec Medford is back there at the video coordination station, so salute to him. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. And welcome back to Mr. Wolchuk. It's not the same without you, brother. How you been?
Man, it was a fantastic weekend. Went to the Berg, came back with a dub, and had some rain delay theater going on. Was feeling for you guys. We actually had perfect seats that were just covered.
Okay.
So I didn't have to go ahead and escort my way out of the stands.
I was wondering about that.
Oh, my gosh. It was like packed in like sardines.
Yes.
In the concourse area. It was really, really
bad. Were you wearing a poncho?
No, but a couple people next to me were. In fact, one guy broke out a trash bag, cut holes in it, and then put that over him.
That's
and it was a Cowboy fan. Then he started getting trolled by Steeler fans, but I had his back.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get soaked and then sit out there in the cold, damp air.
No.
Like, if you don't have something to fight the rain, like I was seeing guys in T-shirts and shorts soaking in the rain during the delay. I'm like, how are you not going to be shivering until, you know, the middle of the night when you go home? I thought that must have been an alcohol-fueled experience. But it's good to see that you were undercover.
Yeah.
We were at the Daytona 500 in like 2013 or 2014 and had a major storm. And getting into that concourse, it's very unsettling, you know, because if you had a stampede of any kind, very dangerous.
Yeah. You know? I was thrilled that we didn't have to actually leave the seats. And then when the rain stopped, fans immediately started coming back to the seats. PA guy says, no, stay out. And the fans just started booing, said, F you, we're headed back to our seats. So, hey, the Pittsburgh Stadium there, Acrisure, a.k.a. Heinz Field, will always be Heinz Field.
Yep.
It's gorgeous. Their downtown setup is everything I imagine. It's actually better with PNC Park right there.
Nice.
It's gorgeous. The fans were not super hostile, I will say.
Yeah.
I was expecting to get it a little bit.
Did you bring home a towel?
Didn't.
Were you ready for a fight?
Put a towel in my back pocket. I was going to bring it back for Carter, and then it fell out. And I will say, did I make like a super hard effort to scramble and fight to get the towel back? No, because a part of me just wanted to wipe my tush with that terrible towel.
Yeah.
Do they give you a towel going in?
They do. They give you a towel going in. This one.
When they see you wearing a cowboy jersey. Were you wearing the cowboy jersey or were you wearing
cowboy
the
polo?
A cowboy polo.
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't bought a jersey in, I think, 8 years. So I mean I'm really out of date with the jersey. I mean, I would have been repping like Romo or somebody out there.
You don't want to do that.
That would have been fitting.
No.
You got to go with a legend. It was very Romo-esque game from Dak.
It was. But man, the game, it ended up being great. I mean, as soon as Rico Dowdle got hit and fumbled, I'm thinking to myself, this is the most Cowboy thing of all time.
I know.
Did you just scream no?
Oh yeah.
No! And then
are you kidding me? After all of this, three turnovers, they get down to the one, and this is how it's going to end. And then on 4th and 4, I'm crapping myself. I'm looking at my buddy Henry, who I went with. Like, there's no way this is going to happen. And then it did.
Yeah.
And the Steeler fans just went silent. There were so many Cowboy fans out there. It was an amazing experience.
Yeah,
it really, really was. To play there once every 8 years, there really is kind of a true, I think, appreciation respect between both fan bases.
Yeah.
And they do, I will say one thing they do that I think AT&T Stadium, I'd like to see more of, is they honor their history really well at that stadium. But it's also the home of the Pittsburgh Panthers.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got like a Tony Dorsett shrine in there, being an old Pitt guy, which I thought was cool. Like Cowboys Ring of Honor member, Hall of Famer. We're honoring old Tony Dorsett. So I got a picture with that. They've got the Franco Harris Immaculate Reception, the foot where he made the catch. Oh. They've got the yard markers outside the stadium when you're walking up. It was really cool. Like you can feel some of the history. So it was an amazing experience, but the game was great. I mean, the defense, what a gritty effort. As soon as Nealon goes out, I'm thinking this is going to be a long day. Yeah. Justin Fields is really, really bad. It is even worse when you watch in person. But Russell Wilson, they can't give the team to that guy.
They will. Get ready this week.
The weird stuff he does on the sidelines. Like, he's the emergency quarterback. So Russell Wilson gets out. Kyle Allen goes in. And Allen throws a dime his first pass.
I know.
I'm
thinking, nice.
Oh, God, this is going to flip the script of the game.
They immediately pull him after, like, two plays. And I'm like, if I'm a Steelers fan right now, I'm going, I don't know. Do I kind of want to keep watching
him play? And a couple around me were. I mean, the complaining about the offense is justified. They want Tomlin gone, which I still don't understand. Like, Tomlin is the reason you're any good as a franchise. But,
well, hire a better offensive coordinator.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. But yeah, Fields wasn't good. The defense was fantastic. I mean, Linville Joseph's making plays out there. Jordan Lewis was great. George Pickens is totally checked out and disengaged along the sideline. He does not talk to anybody. You can tell nobody on that team likes him. The George Pickens stuff is very real that we've heard. I mean, and he's loved there by the fans, but they also do a cool job like TJ Watt. When it comes to getting the fans engaged, that defense, every time they take the field, like, you can tell that's their pride.
Right.
And there's a little bit of a feeling of, like, the team and the fan base, the connection there is real. So you're looking down and they're showing, like, a highlight video and they're getting the fans riled up. And then immediately you've got Nick Herbig or TJ Watt or Cam Hayward or Joey Porter Jr. And they're getting the fans riled up and it gets loud. So, I mean, it was neat. Herbig going out, I thought, was huge. I was impressed with Steele versus TJ Watt personally. A couple of snaps, obviously, right? That's a hard task. But the one deep ball to Tolbert down the sideline, Steele's got a pancake on that. So he didn't cost you the football game. Dowd will run, and I thought BB had his best game of the season, getting to the second level, securing some extra blocks.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Turpin, your guy, making that big catch down the seam. But three turnovers in the game. And you get a blocked field goal. But, Brian, I wanted your take on that. Was that just a low kick from Brandon Aubrey?
It looked like it was going to be no good, but but also your center got turned.
Okay.
So they were able to jump on your side of the line of scrimmage, so that didn't help.
That was a kick in the nuts. And I'm like, this is the kind of game. But, really, they should have blown the Steelers out. But to be able to pull that one out, rip a victory from the jaws of defeat, I mean, a hell of a win. And you had a ton of players that you probably were hoping didn't have to play a snap during the course of the season that stepped up and made big plays for you. So we'll see if that's able to transition to a tough home game against the Lions.
Yeah, Fossil talking yesterday, he said it would have been wide left. Yeah. So that's two games in a row where his hips and torso are sort of weirdly moving to the left. I don't know if it's a weird yip, but my confidence is shaking a little bit in Brandon Aubrey at this point.
Do you think he's got a hip yip?
I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly what kind of yip you would call it, but it's enough in there to put it into the ether that maybe what we've seen over the last 20 games isn't going to continue.
Those hips have been lying to us the whole
maybe,
time.
Maybe the hips have been lying, but Cowboys fans did well. You think overall?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. I mean, Cowboy fans took over Akershire Stadium. We had a ton of Cowboy fans out there. You're like in it together as well. You go on a road game. I mean, it was really a neat experience to be able to have a lot of Cowboy fans.
Well, you thought you were going to take a big L.
I did.
Yeah, you're on the plane thinking you're going to take an L.
Absolutely. And to come away, the way they were able to win it, especially after that long weather delay, which was insane. I mean, it's 1 a.m., and you still had a lot of Steeler fans that stayed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like everybody just bailed afterwards. And I was going to lose my mind if they had canceled and rescheduled that game.
That would have been horrendous, dude. I could not imagine. Now, speaking of taking the L, though, dude, we had Seattle against New York.
Yeah, we did.
And we're back on we got a double bet payoff coming Friday for you.
Cheers, so man. I got a suggestion.
Y'all's chemistry is incredible.
I hate the Giants so much, and I hate the Seahawks maybe more right now. But Pappy, Tim in Carthage, suggested maybe we do egg dodgeball. Where you throw eggs at us,
ooh,
and we try and either dodge them. If we catch them, maybe we do something where now, you know, he said, I could convince the guys, I know this isn't going to happen, but now you've got to come in here.
Yeah,
we're throwing eggs.
Are these
at you.
Raw eggs? You're not catching a raw egg.
That's so instead of like egg roulette, it's like, hey, you can you each get it.
We get to peg you with
it's
the
a
egg.
Certain number of throws, and we try
is this
and
an
dodge
outside
them.
Game.
I feel like we'd have to put some stuff down in the studio, or maybe we could film it outside.
Yeah.
We could definitely get it done here inside. I love the idea. I don't love the idea of the throwers having to then dodge eggs if you would catch one.
Yeah.
Because it should in no way be their bet payoff. Like, right. If you catch it, it's just one less egg that's going to break
agreed.
On you.
It's a win for us. Right? It's like, hey.
I think it's about time for me to fire up the deep snap ability and hit you in the crotch with a ball.
If you want to do it, then do it. No. I mean, if that's the one that you guys, I mean, I'll take any suggestions.
Because I'm not going to be able to hit you accurately.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, if it hits me in the stomach, that would hurt too.
No, it's just going to hit you.
Just in the face?
It's not going to be where it's going to be a poor snap. I have a feeling.
I'd like to see the long snap technique, though. Maybe that's how you could send the eggs.
Nah.
How about a football?
No, you're not going to get any type. You're just going to take a chance that I'm going to hit you with the ball.
You could end up like...
you could get hit in the face.
Yeah. You could end up like that that one guy with one ball.
Yeah.
A lot of bad things could happen.
You could end up like Tolbert.
Yes, spread your nuts.
A lot of bad things could happen.
Hey, if you end up like Tolbert, you end up with a game ball.
Dawson, to be honest with you, I don't think I could snap a ball.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking.
My right shoulder's gone.
Okay.
You did snap in some training camp.
No, I was teaching Eric. Eric got pretty good at it.
You didn't actually end up snapping.
I was spinning it, man.
Yeah. Eric was pretty... No, my right shoulder's gone.
All right. Well, hey, I don't know. Egg dodgeball.
No, you guys can figure it out.
I like it.
This is the first time in 4 weeks, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I might just dress up like Mrs. Doubtfire just to
knock it out.
What did you think about the eyebrows, or lack thereof, on Dawson.
I'll be 100% honest with you, bro. I didn't even notice.
Thank you.
Look at that.
I think that was a win. It's a total win.
Now the cold.
Okay, but for a second, Walchuk. But look at him now that you know. But now
it really still doesn't look that bad.
Unbelievable. Nice. Liar.
It really doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the paler skin that Brian and I have.
This is where we need to amend the clause. One eyebrow would look cool. Take the S off. We had this discussion on Friday.
Like, man, honestly, we should have made this a one eyebrow payoff because then you would notice.
Then you would like, does that guy have one eyebrow?
Yeah, what's going on?
But I was impressed with the cold plunge, boys. Holy crap!
Jeez,
my lord! I mean, I could tell like in your voice how challenging that was.
It was
the being off Jerry's draft board. I was laughing out loud in the airport. I thought that was an incredible one-liner.
It was
but
true.
Brian, like, dude, we got to get you to eat a hard-boiled egg or something that you really don't want to do because these payoffs are just nothing for you.
I'm convinced the proprietor that shop unplugged it after Chief went and Brian was talking. I think he unplugged it to get
He's got a Super Bowl ring in there. The temperature, it's just a casual safe level.
Yeah, no, the Super Bowl ring was great. Yeah. It was a great touch.
Did you, you know what? Those things aren't easy. I'm just trying not to be, I know it's.
You're good at making it seem like it's really
no. No, it hurts. It honestly hurts. Yeah, I'm stubborn. You're absolutely right. I'm stubborn. Yeah. But I don't have to do anything this week. Thank God.
Yeah. Who'd you pick?
I had the Commanders.
Damn it.
Pop-up year.
I should have gone Commandos. I know. Hey, Chiefs are undefeated, too.
I've gone against the Giants twice, lost both of them. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I've equaled Brian's mark in losing 4 out of 5. And the bet payoffs resumed Friday at 220. How was Flagtober this morning there at Lowe's?
It was 10 out of 10. Unbelievable. We ran out. I felt bad by the end. I was having to apologize to Tolo showing up in the last 30 minutes at least, saying, sorry, man, we blew through the flags here. Wow. I mean, it was.
Oh, good for
there
you.
Was,
I'm sorry about that.
I got there right at 9 a.m., and they had already been 10 people that showed up trying to get the early exclusive. So made it happen, but it was phenomenal seeing so many amazing Tolos, amazing stories. I have actually a little clip from a Tolo that just got out of prison and showed up to get a flag today. So we'll run that back in the hodgepodge.
Orange outfit, orange flags, huh?
Right on.
Love it.
Did you get out or did you escape, bro? You're still in your orange.
Did he have the orange flag on?
I'm questioning things right now.
MLB has made it official. This from the Twitter account of Evan Grant. The Rangers are leaving Diamond Sports, the parent of Bally Sports Southwest. No determination has been made on where the Rangers will end up on TV. He's going to post a story here in the morning news, and we'll read that and pass along to you whatever relevant information that we have. But hopefully this is the last time we have to deal with something like that, where you have to, you know, be so deliberate in what cable or satellite outlet that you have in order to watch your games.
Just listen to it on the radio, 105.3
The
Fan.
Yeah, you know,
don't worry about that. Just listen.
Tried and true, reliable, and free.
Yeah, absolutely.
105.3 The Fan. Okay, NBA GM poll is out, and we'll have a proper rim session coming up a little bit later on to take a look at a number of the talking points inside there. But they overwhelmingly picking the Celtics to repeat is the big headline. They got all but a few votes. The Thunder got the second most. The Mavs end up with one vote, but that was it.
That was me.
Yeah, a couple of votes for the Thunder.
I have a vote this year.
Nice, man. Appreciate you picking
the
Mavs up.
I'm an NBA insider now.
Well, you also have a parking pass and a credential and everything.
Yeah, I'm in.
Really coming up.
So, yeah, I'm going to take full advantage of that.
I mean, this could be Nico. It's interesting that the Thunder are just getting a little bit older and they trade Giddy for Caruso
and signed Hartenstein, and people are like, oh yeah, thunder in the West, baby. Like, we didn't just see the Mavs undress them in after the first two games. Mm-hmm. It was curtains. The Thunder were Dunsky. Two more nights till the Dallas Stars get underway.
Now, they're picked to win the Stanley Cup, I've seen.
There we go.
From some folk.
They take on division rival Nashville. Awesome way to start the season, full of expectations. Can their defense be better? You know, can Ottinger be elite? I've been knocking on the door here, I feel like, since the bubble in 2020. Mm. So they're close, and hopefully this is the year. Tough division, though, and it's going to be an exciting hockey season here with you. A judge has approved the NCAA's $2.78 billion settlement to allow revenue sharing with athletes. So the bag gets a little bit bigger. It's a good time to be a college star.
Yeah.
All righty. We got to run. When we come back, I believe, well, Chuck, you have a Cowboys edition of NFL True or Fart?
Yeah, just some random Cowboy thoughts, overreactions from the weekend. We'll do that in edition of True or Fart next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 8.5 minutes. Wolchuk is back from Pittsburgh and has some Cowboys True or Fart for us. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If your loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Wolchuk.
Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking about some Cowboys questions here for y'all. Let's do it in a version of True or Fart. Take it away, Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or Fart, false. Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
All right, Eric Chiafalo,
Jalen
Tolbert. Just Wally pipped Brandon Cooks for wide receiver two, true or fart?
Man, we were kind of talking about this yesterday. Did Tolbert just end up now taking away Cooks' gig? And I think the one thing now you want to see is just some consistency, and you'll get to see that opportunity now over the course of the next few games because Cooks won't be playing. So that's really the one more question now is, can you continuously do this? But that performance the other night, that was eye-opening, and now I think everything's on the table. Heck, Brandon Cooks might be a wide receiver three at this point in his career. Could I don't be. Know. I think it's all on the table. One thing we did learn for sure, more Tolbert and more Turpin are good things for your offense.
That's a true, because this could be a situation where he can get passed maybe by two guys if all of a sudden that they kind of figure out how to use Turpin more for those plays. But what about Brooks? Mm-hmm. You know, Brooks had a big catch in that game the other day.
Did.
That, you know, and I think you're going to see more of him involved. So I would say that I'd say the next 3 weeks are really, really big for these receivers, kind of pushing Cooks down that depth chart.
Yeah, I don't know if it was ever a great fit for Cooks and Dak, and maybe his last season in Houston, he was already starting to show on some of his yards per completion numbers and counting numbers on top of that he was, you know, fading. But in the last game that he played, it just became painfully obvious that the curl route is not something that he can execute. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's at this stage of his career or he was never good at it.
Yeah, well, he was kind of one of those guys that could run the comeback because the speed.
Yeah.
He could run guys off and then come back to the football.
But when that's the only route they have you run, everybody's going to sit on it, dude.
Yeah, and the problem is it might be that knee. I mean, he might have fought through this thing as long as
that
he
would
could.
Make sense. Yeah.
And he's like, I ain't helping anybody anymore, and I got to get myself right.
And it would explain why, like, to me, he's just looked so much better working across the middle of the field than he has, because he's not getting any of that separation when it comes to that comeback route. So I'm leaning true. I mean, I think Jalen Tolbert's been making the most of his reps this year, and he's got a hell of a sponsor, and it's the quarterback and Dak Prescott. Yeah. Dak Prescott loves him some JT. I think he's certainly taken those reps. Okay, Brian Broaddus.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Watt, I mean, he is everything in Pittsburgh. Everybody's loving them some TJ Watt. If the Cowboys had have drafted him, they would have never drafted Micah Parsons, true or fart?
I think that's fart, because they were still looking for a linebacker. It wasn't until Tank got hurt and Dan Quinn had to use Micah as a rush guy that we learned that Micah Parsons could rush They were looking for a linebacker. Mm-hmm. They were looking for an off-ball linebacker, and that's why they drafted him. Some would say that's fart.
When the two corners were gone, Micah was there, and there was an offensive lineman from Northwestern, right?
Slater.
Slater. And he Slater went to the Chargers?
He went to the Chargers, yeah. So they were sitting on one of those corners, and it would have been real interesting if it would have, because the scouts really liked Surtain, and the coaches liked Horn, because Horn's father played for Mike McCarthy in New Orleans. So that would have been.
I know how that one would have gone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The scouts kind of felt like that Horn was more of a steady play. Excuse me, Surtain was a more of a steady player.
Yeah,
and Horn was more of a risk, and that's why they chose one over the other.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think they would have still taken Parsons. But heck, maybe I should, you know, and that would be a disappointment. You know, if he was just a regular linebacker, I don't think you're getting the value out of him. But eventually, I think they would have found it. You know, I think the biggest need for this team, though, is going to continue to be really good offensive linemen to get this offense rebalanced. The defenses are, you know, the book is out on how to stop you. And you know, most of them, outside of the absolute worst ones, are going to have your number until you can reestablish that run.
Yeah, I'll go fart as well. I think everything Brada said made a ton of sense. You were still going to be picking super high because of the injury-plagued season that you were coming off of there, so it's not like the presence of TJ Watt would have had you picking in the 20s or something. And like Brada said, they viewed Micah as a linebacker, and they still would have needed that.
Yeah, absolutely, Fart. I agree. I mean, I think that they traded back still and landed Micah. So, to me, that would have ended up being the pick. They could have used linebacker help. All right, let's carry on a Micah topic here, Gavin Dawson. The way the defense came out and performed showed that Micah Parsons might be overrated. True or fart?
Well, you know, I think he takes too many chances, and he's not as fundamentally sound, and oftentimes those chances can spell huge plays that turn the game in your favor. So, but overrated? Yes, I'm willing to do that. A little overrated, like maybe needs to work on the other parts of the game more. Absolutely.
I think it's fair what you're saying. I'm still going to go fart there. I don't think that's not the type of game that is where like a Micah flourishing game necessarily. So like we were even suggesting like this might be the one of the few games where you'd say, man, you'd actually rather have Tank in this game than even Micah, just based on the way the Steelers were playing you. But I think Micah would have been a lot for them to deal with still, and I still imagine that he is an impact player that is setting other guys up for success as well, which is the attention that he commands by offenses. He is still as feared a pass rusher as there is in this league, and so I'll go fart on that.
Fart. He would wreck shop in that game. The Steelers offensive line was a little bit of a mess.
Yeah, it was. I'll lean fart, but I could be swayed to true if they come out and play well against
the
Lions.
Would you be interested in trading him right now?
100%.
I'd still be interested in trading him.
Yeah. I think that's a possibility you have to think about.
All right, Brian, mm-hmm. CD and Dak actually have legitimate beef, true or fart?
I'm going to say true. I think they really do. I think they're both super competitive, and you get, you know, with the deal that you know, with getting away from him in the second half, I feel like the coaches need to do a better job of moving him around and try not to make him such a stationary player. But I think there's legitimate beef. I think that Dak really does trust Tolbert, and you're starting to need, I think, the work kind of went, you know, to that route. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that, you know, Lamb's like, hey, give me the ball, and Dak's like, I'll get you the ball when I get you the ball. I think that's I don't think they hate each other, but I think there's a legitimate, like, my job is to get the ball to who's open, you know, and I think that's your beef right there. Lamb thinks he's a lot more open than he is, and teams will try and take him out of the game, and Dak realizes that. They forced the ball to him the other day. What happened? Interception, you know. And that was a bad route by the receiver and a bad throw by the quarterback.
Yeah.
That shows you they got a little issue.
I was like, Dak, what are you doing? Why are you throwing this right now?
That was a ridiculous one. A couple of those interceptions were really bad. I mean, I take what you say, Broadus, in your perspective extremely seriously, so we have to strongly consider it. I will still, in my mind, assume that they still have a more common enemy with each other, and that's the coaches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think they are banded together on that, and I'm sure there's frustrations with each other at times, but I think it's still mostly the offense being
the
problem.
The coaches. Yes. It's not the players. It's the coaches.
Exactly.
I think they just have different communication styles, where CD is more of a dog and Dak is more
of a people manager. He's more of a CEO. And but the cool thing is Dak has communicated he's all right with CD coming to him in moments of frustration and unloading so they can talk through it. You know, ultimately, in the end, I think Dak's maturity and his, you know, his background as far as learning business management and people management will allow them to find common ground and not have it be the kind of disruption that would work against the team.
I'm hopeful. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for the Cowboys edition.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. It's the G-Bag of the day. Here's Lucius.
Yeah. What up? Damn, bro. Did she say beef? You think they got beef?
Yeah.
Beef is different than a misunderstanding.
I think they got beef.
Beef is real.
I think they got beef.
Beef is, you got to come see me about this.
They need to see each other.
Really?
Yeah.
You really think so? Okay, hey, man. I do. Hey, look, I'm not going to shoot you down. You are the football guy. You've got the rings and all that other say. I'm just saying beef is totally different than just, we have a misunderstanding, bro. I think I'm open and we need to figure this out. Beef is when I see you. Yeah. Beef is when I see
on
you.
On site.
It's on site. All right, let's see here. Our winner so far, Tyler Smith of the Dallas Cowboys. Sunday night have the line of the night. It's still echoing throughout this week. This is Tuesday, and we're still talking about this. Go ahead, Tyler Smith. Tell me what happened in that last situation, bro.
Bro, I mean, it was miraculous. I mean, JT literally sprained his nuts. Excuse me, sorry, guys. Sprained his nuts the play before, comes back, makes the game winner. Unbelievable. Extended play. I mean, that's guys playing above the 2.3. Dudes emptying the clip. I mean, it was great stuff.
Left it all out there.
Great
on the
stuff.
Field.
It's wonderful, man.
Gave
it's
it all he had, man. Bro. Sprained his nuts. I had no idea what that meant, really. Yeah.
Still don't, to be honest with
Jerry
you.
Jerry said you can sprain your nuts, though, at midnight. Did you hear him this morning talking about
yeah. So, yeah, RJ Choppy with the follow up question because yeah, he is being a journalist right now, Mr. RJ and Choppy. Yeah, yeah. Being a hell of a journalist. Sure. When I see him walking around here into the men's restroom, the public restroom with no shoes,
yeah.
I call him RJ Sloppy. Yeah. I sure do. Yes, I do.
I always thought that'd be a good name for a sandwich at a bar.
RJ Sloppy?
Like a sloppy
Joe? Yeah,
yeah,
call yeah. RJ yeah, Sloppy. Yeah. Sloppy, you should get on that. Slop, you should get on that, fam. That's you right
Which
there.
Which one of these fools is Slop?
Which one of these fools is Slop? King Ralph in the building. Let me see what you got here, Choppy. Yeah, this is the RJ and Choppy show. RJ with an injury question for Jerry Jones.
Jerry, I got one more injury question, if I may. These guys have really dropped the ball on it, if you know what I mean.
Come on.
But Tyler Smith was talking about Tolbert, and he said, I'm going to read you the quote here, he sprained his nuts. How do you sprain your nuts?
Well, again, I'm not going to really go into all of the ways. We don't have time. I mean, you can do it stepping off a curb.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you do it at midnight.
Wow. It's really good, man.
Is that Jerry with the little
stepping up the curb? Are you still with me now? I got another example. I just want to make sure you got this one together here first before I go to the next one. See what else we got right here. Saints defensive tackle, Kalen Saunders.
Yes.
Got himself an interception last night.
Beautiful. Dude.
Y'all seen that?
He looked so. He was so ready for that moment.
Yeah, he was.
Like that is a guy. That guy's carried the football before.
Hey, man, that's when you've been watching the plays. Yeah. You've been doing your playbook and all the situation, and you see it opening up. And you're like, oh, I know where the ball's going to go.
Slow motion.
Slow motion, bro. It's a hell of a feeling only a few will have. I tell you what. Yeah. Anyway, Kevin Harlan called the game last night.
I knew this.
He called it. Now, this man is 324 pounds. Mm-hmm. Coming in at 324 pounds. Listen to Kevin Harlan.
There's the shotgun snap, the fake handoff, the quick throw at the goal line is deflected, and it's intercepted on the play by Saunders. He runs the big man, the 10, near sideline 20, on the near sideline 30. Got a blocking from behind. The former Chief is taken down. The Saints big man got it on the ricochet at the goal line. That was a thick pick. That was a thick pick.
That was a thick pick.
He's been holding that one for five years.
Man, who has a thick pick on the Rolodex? He's been waiting for that.
Man.
Right under interceptions in his little old computer. He's got a whole lot of little phrases and everything. Yes, he's waiting for a thick pick.
He would end practice at the Senior Bowl doing backflips. Like, this dude's talented.
No, really?
Yeah.
I might have a thick handoff to this dude. I mean,
huh?
He looks like he could move. a thick handoff, like refrigerator Perry style.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got to be clear, man. Got to be clear, man. What you talking about? All right, let's see here. This is not one, but it might be one because I don't have a lot of time. I do want to give a shout out to Max Crosby out here talking like it's just you and me. Colleyville, stand up. But Bobby lost his mind during crosstalk.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Hey, the morning show was pretty lit, apparently, today.
Yeah. I heard that.
That was on fire.
Yeah.
All right, shout out to the morning show, RJ and Choppy Show.
Yeah, Tolo actually reached out to me. He was like, dude, did you hear the fight? And I was like, I did.
It was juicy.
There was a lot of them, apparently.
Dude.
I don't know. I got a whole lot of emails. Nice.
It was 7 a.m., and Bobby is Hulk smashing, slamming his giant paws onto the table in here out of anger. I think he may have hurt his pinky.
You were on the show for 2 hours this morning, too. I think something had to do with that. You kind of stirred some things.
My presence?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
I wasn't joking. I think beers.
I heard a clip with Eric in it. It was more like, hey, guys, let me just, hold on. If you just wait a second.
We don't have to do this, guys.
Stop. This really is toxic
guy, yeah.
Bobby lost his mind about college football during crosstalk.
What got me actually going was then when he started, we got down a different discussion about Alabama and how great they are or whatever else. And I was like, no, this is the last 2 to 3 years. Alabama has not been the Alabama of old. And everybody's talking about them like they are just as great as they've always been. They should have never been number one.
No,
yes,
you're making it up. You're making up the narrative. You're making it up. You're acting like everyone thinks they're as invincible as the saving teams.
I'll pull the quotes of him saying last year it was the number one team they've ever had.
Pull whatever you want.
Pull whatever you want.
Yeah. That'll wake you up in the morning.
Sean will ride that segment, man. I'll tell you, Sean will carry that thing for some ratings.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
That is road rage radio right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked RJ in the background.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Any others from Sean and RJ or otherwise?
I got a lot of stuff, but I'm good, bro. I can't. Alrighty. I don't know.
Well, we got a champ and three challengers. I believe it is time to vote. Is it Tyler Smith on the nut spraining heard around the world Sunday morning? Is it Jerry Jones with chop reacting to it? Saints defensive tackle Kalen Saunders with the call from Kevin Harland.
That's going to win a lot of times.
Legendary big man play. Apparently he was a runner in high school. I would not have wanted to tackle that gentleman. Needed three or four of your friends.
If you see him in public, does he look like a football player?
Yeah, he looks like a football player.
like when you see him, like, hey, man, I don't know what you do, bro, but it better be with some pigskin. My God, dude.
Yeah. Your hand better be in the dirt.
What are you doing out here?
Or is it Sean and RJ? Is Bobby lost his college football mind? That's my vote. Chief, how about you?
Man, very, very difficult. I can't believe I'm voting against a thick pick right now.
That's a thick pick.
It's not something I ever envisioned myself doing, but I think I'm going to go with Jerry.
You should see my bookmarks on Twitter. There's a whole lot of thick picks. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I hope they never expose that, bro. I'm just deleting the whole account then and there. Bro.
Algorithm goes to the
all gone, bookmark. Bro.
Who are you voting for, Lucius?
Oh, yeah. I guess I had to do that part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you voting for, Lucius? Come on. Yeah. Who are you voting for?
Yeah. Thick pick. Hey.
We're tied at one, Woolchuck.
We're going to go with Tyler Smith.
We're tied at one, Brian.
Sloppy choppy.
There it is by a score of 2-1. Your new G-Bag of the Day champion is Jerry Jones with Choppy?
Yes.
Okay. And tune in tomorrow, 2:30, see if he can make it 2 in his pursuit of 5. And if you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, you know, Lucius replays that for you every night in L.A. Live, which takes center stage at 5:40. Okay, let's talk some hockey, Woolchuck. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, star season right around the corner. It's starting this week. Preseason predictions, Stanley Cup rings, and storylines to watch. That's next in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. NFL News of the Day is coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll be into some Cowboys Twitter. It's time to talk some hockey. Here's Woolchuck.
Yeah, it's opening day, and I mean it, opening day in the NHL, as they will drop the puck with a P on the 2024 season. It'll be the Blues and the Kraken underway, part of a triple header on ESPN. Bruins and Panthers will be at 6 o'clock.
Are we party time. Feeling?
Are we? You, Brian?
Brought us as a computer situation.
Ryan, you good?
Watching some Stars highlights, apparently.
He's really excited.
Hey, man, with do you the, know you're talking? What's going on, fam?
With the sound cranked up. He's got his mic off. And
I was watching I was watching some Dallas Stars highlights.
He did a great job.
I'm not sorry, upset.
He's gearing up.
He's excited, dude. Yeah.
Let's go.
He's fully hockey torts. He's wearing his Stars undies and everything. He was bragging about
it.
I was
ready for it, man. Yeah. My apologies.
Hey, I'm hoping we get a parade for you this year. I think this is the year.
Oh.
This is the year.
If the Dallas Stars put it all together.
Yeah, as Reginald would say, this is the year that the Dallas Stars put it all together. Blackhawks and the Utah Hockey Club making their first ever game tonight in Salt Lake City will be at 9 o'clock. It's pretty wild. Ray Ferraro, who joined us last year as part of the playoff coverage for ESPN.
Doing both games?
Yeah. He's calling the Kraken and Blues game that's going to be starting in under 45 minutes now. Then he's going to change, get on a flight, and he's going to be part of the on-air crew for the game in Salt Lake City tonight with Utah and Chicago. Wild.
So he's starting the day with the Kraken game at home?
Yes, that game will be in Seattle. So he's okay. Doing Blues Kraken.
Okay.
And
so
as soon as that game's over,
Seattle,
hopping on a bird.
Seattle to Salt Lake, Dawson, right? Alaska Air kind
is
of
that
a thing?
Quick?
Yeah, 90
quick
minutes,
flight?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So I guess during Bruins Panthers, that allows him time to get over there. But shout out to Ray Ferraro, man, pulling double duty today. That is a heck of a day of
hockey, man.
Right there, no doubt. Rings were handed out to the Florida Panthers last night. They'll be taking on a home matchup with Boston, but 15.6-carat ring designed by Jostens includes 554 diamonds, 17 rubies, 9 blue sapphires, and 37 yellow sapphires, featuring some beautiful palm trees on there as well in honor of the great state of Florida.
Jostens is like that?
Yeah.
The high school ring people is like that?
They did my Super Bowl ring. Yeah, the one I had.
So yeah. The Rangers went to one of these LA jewelers.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And the Rangers
going
ring
to
looks,
Jacob.
Yeah, it looks cooler. It looks cooler than the Panthers. But the Panthers ring does look beautiful. But yeah, they got Jostens go ahead and do this. So they got him in a private ceremony, I believe, last night, and then they'll go ahead and drop the banner tonight. I know Matt Tkachuk, there was a video of him going viral. He went 3-day bender after this. Stanley did not sleep. Just 3 days straight. Ooh. Partying.
Because he's in Miami.
Yeah.
It's
so
hello meth problem.
He's something was going on there. I don't know how he was not able to sleep necessarily, but it is South Beach. So yeah. I'm sure that they've got party favors that he could enjoy there. But he's in Fort Lauderdale day two. Then they go to Miami day three. And it sounded epic, but we'll see if Florida is able to go ahead and repeat. I'm going to say not, because ESPN, their predictions. You know who they have winning Lord Stanley's Cup this year?
Dallas Stars.
Stars.
You're Dallas Stars. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Greg Wyshynski, who puts out his annual preseason predictions. And what does he do after he makes his pick? He calls the GM of said team. So he calls Jim Neal.
He says, pressure's on.
He says, I'm picking you to win the Stanley Cup. Jim Neal says, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but thank you. I appreciate that. He said, usually I feel bad about picking teams like this, but you're already coming into the season with a ton of pressure. Neil says, we do. Our guys are hungry. They know what it takes. People don't realize what a tough road it was last year. You go through Vegas and Colorado. They're tough. Then you hit Edmonton. So it wasn't easy. You got Stanley Cup champion. Then Edmonton went on to be in the finals. But this year, we're here. Our mentality is to win this thing. And he's picking Stars over the New Jersey Devils in a rematch of the 2000 Stanley Cup. Wow. Thinks the Devils are going to be a problem there in the East. But it looks like the Stars are going to have a couple of players out when they open the season Thursday in Nashville. Maverick Bork is doubtful for the start of the season. And Wyatt Johnston probable. So the good thing is they got Pete DeBoer back. They've got Jason Robertson, who's back. I think Pete DeBoer had to have an appendix removed.
And ouch.
There was something going on with the foot of Robo. So both of them are back with the team. I think everyone else will be ready to go. Of course, it's their first game without Joe Pavelski in a few years. But I'm excited to get this thing ramped up. I mean, the Stars have been knocking on the door here. I think this is probably their last best chance. Jamie Benn's a free agent after this season. Who knows about some of these other veteran guys that might end up dipping in play. And you've just got a super good blend of youth with Maverick Bourque, Logan Stankov, and Wyatt Johnston, with some of these older guys like Marchment, Sagan, Ben, etc. So I think this is the year. If the Stars want to get it done, they've got to finish the deal.
Last best year, but I don't think the window has to close.
No, they've got some good young talent.
Yeah.
But, man, it's going to be like this year, it seems like everything, and we'll see what Otter does in the postseason. He was disappointing last year. Mm-hmm. Jake Ottinger's got to find a way to elevate his play to where he was in Game 7 against Calgary, because we haven't seen that same guy.
Like, postseason Otter just isn't the same, you know, and I think we've seen that two postseasons in a row. I don't know. Edmonton gave me some PTSD. You know, I was confident going in, and I was like, holy crap, they got two players that you can play perfect defense against, and they say, too bad, we're scoring anyway. You know, so we'll see.
They do, and the penalty kill became to be a problem.
I like the Mavs' chances of getting a title better.
Than the Stars?
Yeah, because of that factor.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I don't know that the Stars have that one guy that can totally take over a game in the playoffs. Like, we've seen guys like Robo and Wyatt have had moments. I guess Robo had a hat trick in that game against Edmonton, but consistently throughout a series, it's usually been a group effort. You know, you don't have a guy like Connor McDavid who's just going to step up and say, I'm the best player on the ice and good luck stopping me. So, I mean, I'm hopeful. The Stars do have to travel the longest distance in the entire NHL this year. According to TJ Stats, they're going to travel 56,700 miles through the new campaign, which is more than Florida, who is the second team with the most miles throughout the league. So the Stars are having quite the travel.
It's amazing considering that we're located in the middle of the country.
Yeah, it is.
And travel that far.
You thought it would have been better because now they're in the Central Division versus being in the West, where they played for many, many years, and they're constantly doing those West Coast trips. Yeah. But I guess it hasn't gotten any better for the Dallas Stars. Maybe that's some of these trips to Canada. They're going to hurt for them a little bit, but... Man, they're going to be on the road quite a bit this year when it comes to distance travel.
I still feel like we need to go do the Vegas Stars game in Vegas.
It's epic. I mean, that arena, I got to go once a few years back, and it's incredible.
Did you do the start?
Yeah, I went to see Stars in Las Vegas.
Was it worth it then?
It was worth it.
Okay.
It's absolutely a trip that's worth it.
Or that or go to one of the original six?
Yeah, you know, I've heard Nashville also is a pretty awesome.
Well, that's not an original
venue. It's
six,
not, but just to throw out like Nashville, no, their fans are. But yeah, I mean Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. I think it'd be cool to go to. I've seen a game in Philadelphia. Their fans are pretty ruckus. I'd like
Chicago.
To go to maybe the Madison Square, watch one
MSG
with the Rangers.
Would be awesome.
Yeah,
go see the Rangers play.
What's
there.
The original six, Broadus? I'm sorry to ask.
That's like the originals, like the Canadians, the Toronto. Boston.
Ah, that's what I thought. I was thinking about Drake the whole time. Talking about he's a six guy, you know, running through the six with my woes.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Hey, look
original
at that, Drake.
Six guy, yeah.
Oh, that is a great point by the 817. They got to go to Finland.
That's me.
Oh, they're going to Finland.
Yeah, they've got a game against the Panthers in Finland. So that's going to
sound
travel miles. That would be fun. Maybe we should just hop on the bird.
I think it would be a great opportunity for us.
Why the heck not?
Yeah.
Bucket list.
There's a little quick puck update as we get ready to start the new season.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
With a P, Brian. With a P.
Yeah, we are ready. Boy, the hockey season now. Starting tonight. Stars start Thursday. We got Cowboys Twitter coming up at 3:20. We're less than an hour away from Krusty's Corner. That'll be a good football talk as well. And NFL news of the day now right around the corner. Well, Chuck, what's
Who
in store?
Is the next coach most likely to be fired after Robert Saleh got canned this morning? We got Kyler dunking on his haters and fake crowd noise. That's next.